a shift in the way the Biden administration is looking at unemployment benefits. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 11th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us. Is there a link between jobs and the cost of goods? We'll explain that. In other business news, the Dow cratered today. We'll share why. Retirees from Verizon are mad as hell, and we'll share that story. The Jones Act and gasoline, it is a developing issue. The Wall Street Report, we've got that, and we're seeing more and more of the unfriendly skies, and the FAA has noticed. For the interview, you'll meet Keenan Crow, the Director of Policy and Advocacy for One Iowa. Our discussion is about kids, sports, and gender, and it's a discussion happening in 30 states. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. It seems like a major shift in domestic policy, as today President Biden is pushing states to reinstate job-seeking requirements for people to stay on unemployment. Business Insider is reporting that during a speech today, Biden said that Americans receiving unemployment benefits must either take a job that is suitable or lose their benefits, as he's encouraged states to reinstate a pre-pandemic policy of requiring people to search for work. According to a White House fact sheet released after the speech, the Department of Labor will reaffirm long-standing employment insurance requirements to ensure that states, workers, and employers understand the rules regarding the benefits. The Department of Labor will also issue a letter to states reaffirming that people receiving benefits cannot turn down a suitable job to continue receiving their benefits. Meanwhile, advocates of the current unemployment program are concerned that policymakers ensure that no workers are cut off of benefits because they cannot find affordable childcare. They say that the reinstatement of work search requirements raises new concerns that those who are unable to work due to a lack of childcare will be impacted greatly. One thing is for sure, while we are moaning about the April jobs number of 266,000 jobs being created, we are forgetting that consumers are spending and the GDP is growing at a rate of 6.4%, just to keep things in perspective. Meanwhile, is there a link between the cost of goods and a lack of workers? Business Insider is reporting that a handful of obstacles stand in the way of what is otherwise a promising U.S. economic recovery. Supply chain disruptions and a slew of factory backlogs gummed up the country's manufacturing sector as demand strongly rebounded in April. And prices for everything, from lumber and gasoline to toilet paper and palm oil, have shot up higher as a result. Businesses' need for workers similarly rebounded as firms look to service outsized consumer demand. But as we just said, the U.S. added only 266,000 jobs in April. That's a sharp deceleration from the job growth seen in March and a big miss for the 1 million payroll estimate. Yet average hourly earnings surged through the month and average work week grew longer as businesses converted part-time employees to full-time work. Now, economic data published this morning supports such claims. The country ended March with a record 8.1 million job openings. That's according to the monthly Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey. The hiring rate climbed slightly, and about 1.2 Americans competed for every job opening. Now, the March figures suggest businesses were ramping up hiring efforts as the economy continued to reopen. But it's all not happening fast enough, and many businesses are not increasing wages to lure workers. And in some states, there are legislative efforts that seem to create an unwelcoming culture. More on that in just a bit with my guest, Keenan Crow. Another down day on Wall Street, with the Dow going down by as much as 650 points during the trade. So what's happening? Well, investors are getting spooked by the hefty rise in the price of raw materials as well as consumer goods, both of which stoke concerns about rising inflation. The bottom line is that everything from retail prices to raw material prices increase are going to impact a number of factors, from transportation to logistics to scarce inventory. CNN is reporting that the price jumps affect broader measures of inflation, which in turn could force the Federal Reserve to change its monetary policy stance sooner than expected. Now, for now, the central bank's interest rates are ultra low, and it buys billions of dollars worth of assets every month. But eventually, that's going to change, and a prolonged increase in inflation could bring about that shift more quickly. But so far, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell has been steadfast in his view that it's way too early to talk about policy changes, as both labor markets improve and higher inflation over the medium term would have to happen first. U.S. inflation figures for March, by the way, are due tomorrow morning. I'll share the Wall Street closing numbers with you in just a bit. There's a fight brewing over at Verizon, and it's being led by retirees. MarketWatch is reporting that Jack Cohen, who leads the Association of Bell Tel Retirees, is fighting the Verizon board at this week's annual stockholder meeting over fat cat pay, including the $40 million golden parachute offered to current chief executive Hans Vestberg. Cohen says of the deal, quote, "It's obnoxious, the optics are terrible, and as a shareholder, I'm frankly embarrassed," end quote. He says that a payout of that scale constitutes boardroom misconduct. Cohen's group, which has somewhere up to 200,000 members, has submitted two measures. One would restore the rule limiting executive golden parachutes to three times their annual pay. The other would give the company better powers to cancel or recoup bonuses and equity goodies for any executives who get fired for good reason. Both measures would strengthen the hand of the stockholders who actually own the company in relation to the board who don't. Verizon's board, by the way, opposes both measures. Today, the Biden administration says it's moving to temporarily waive a law that requires goods shipped between U.S. ports to be transported on U.S.-owned and operated vessels. The move over the Jones Act comes in response to the ransomware attack that led to the shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline. That's a critical artery supplying fuels to the East Coast. The U.S. Department of Transportation said in a statement that it has started the work needed to enable consideration of a temporary and targeted waiver of the Jones Act, and that it is surveying qualified vessels that can carry petroleum products within the Gulf and from the Gulf up to the eastern seaboard. Colonial Pipeline is working to restore the system that provides 45% of the fuel consumed on the U.S. East Coast by the end of the week. It was a messy day on Wall Street as we watched the Dow at one point lose over 667 points as the tech sector sell-off spilled over into banks. By the end of the trade, the Nasdaq clawed back a bit and lost just over 12 points to close at 13,389, while the S&P 500 sank by 36 points to end the trade at 4,152. It was the Dow that went on a wild ride, closing down 473 points at 34,269. Meanwhile, oil prices climbed again today, with crude up by 50 cents to settle at $65.42 a barrel. In a word, investors are spooked. As rising prices continue, there is real concern about inflation. However, as we said earlier, we seem to be forgetting that the U.S. economy is roaring, hit a projected increase of the GDP by 6.4%. And finally, there is this. It seems that our skies are getting less friendly. Unruly passengers who create unfriendly skies will now face stiffer penalties from the Federal Aviation Administration. Since the relaxation of pandemic airline procedures, the number of unruly passengers has skyrocketed, prompting the FAA to introduce a zero-tolerance policy with fines of up to $35,000 and potential jail time. The agency said that since February, it's received over 1,300 reports of unruly passengers, including assaults on attendants and refusal to wear masks. So, hey, take a chill. Be nice. It matters. All right, stay with us, because coming up next, a conversation with Keenan Crowe, who is the Director of Policy and Advocacy for One Iowa. We'll be talking about the recent demand by Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds that she wants a bill on her desk by the end of the session that would ban transgender kids from playing in sports when their gender identification does not match their birth identification. Now, if all of that sounds confusing, well, it sort of is, but click ahead. And for those of you wondering if there's a business connection here, we think so. And we'll share that bit of news as well. Keenan Crowe, just a click away.